And welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Guthrie County Extension Office is our Youth and 4-H Coordinator, is Molly Clark, joining us now. So thank you very much, Molly, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. And of course, here tomorrow, you've got a really big event coming up called STEM Fest. Can you just first of all give us the pertinent information, the where it's going to take place, what time, when, all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. So STEM Fest is on Saturday, May 1st, from 10 a.m. to noon, and we will be at the Panora Town Square. We have partnered with some local businesses, so we will be going into some local businesses there on the square, and we also have some booths set up in Vets Auditorium and the Community Center as well.
And obviously, with this event kind of geared towards more families and kids, Molly, can you just explain to us about how many companies, businesses, organizations are going to be at the event, and why do the event overall?
Yeah, so we have lots of different things coming. We have the Conservation Station, which is kind of going to show us the different conservation levels and how the different water flows, that sort of thing. We also have the insect zoo, which is, they are bringing over 100 insects for everyone to look and see. And then we've got Mid-American Energy, so they have the wind towers in Guthrie County. We have asked them to come and do a presentation. iCare Associates is opening up. Iowa Trenchless will be there, and of course, you guys will be there as well doing some fun stuff that you do.
Molly, can you tell us why you're pushing to have this STEM Fest? I mean, obviously, STEM is still a priority for kids to know about, science, technology, engineering, and math, but why have a STEM Fest like this?
I think it's great to show off what kids are learning in school and to make those connections with different career paths that they can do. Sometimes they don't understand fractions, but then when they learn that a mechanic uses fractions or a bakery uses fractions, then it starts to make sense to them.
And kind of another cool little aspect to this entire event is this thing called the Story Walk, which people can enjoy outdoors as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular activity?
Right. The Story Walk is an event where we're going to read the book Gravity. You'll walk around the town square and read the book Gravity. So this is a great thing to get people outside and to help with that literacy aspect. Parents always don't know where to start with literacy. This is a great way to just read at your child's pace.
And again, just having 15 organizations, businesses, groups that are going to be at your event here tomorrow, Molly, what does that say as far as the community support for something like this and gathering a bunch of different industries together to be able to, you know, show off what they have to offer and at the same time engaging with those families and those youth?
Yeah, we have great community support, and we're excited to be back in Panora this year, even though it looks a little bit different than our traditional STEM Fest.
And so once again here, Molly, can you run over the pertinent information for us again revolving around your STEM Fest event tomorrow?
They do not have to pre-register. There is a pre-registration link on all of our flyers, but pre-registration isn't required. So it will be there at 10 o'clock, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go. Yep, 10 to noon.
And so now, Molly, let's discuss a couple of other things that you're working on with Guthrie County Extension, one of those being this Farm Safety Day that's coming up rather quickly as well. So can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Absolutely. So we jump straight from STEM Fest into Farm Safety Day, and we start Farm Safety Day on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we will be down at the fairgrounds in Guthrie Center and showing all the different areas of safety on the farm. So we have partners come out and show electrical safety and PTO safety, grain bin safety. All the FFA chapters are great to work with, and they are actually leading the ATV safety area, and I'll be doing animal safety.
And so now can you tell us, Molly, is this program for a specific targeted group of kids, or is it open for all kids of all ages through the school system? How does that work?
This is in conjunction with the schools. We will be doing it with third and fourth graders this year, since the fourth graders did not get to do Farm Safety Day last year with COVID.
Alrighty, so could you explain to us why you choose to focus primarily on the third and fourth graders and really the third graders overall for a program like this?
Those ages are a little bit older, so they can go outside by themselves, but yet not old enough to necessarily understand the risks involved.
And so with a lot of different organizations and groups and businesses from the agricultural sector being a part of this Farm Safety Day that you've dubbed it here, Molly, obviously this is a free program because it's with in conjunction with the schools as well. And so with all that being said, Molly, I mean, obviously with this kind of a free opportunity for younger kids to learn about some of the high risk, like you called it, on the farm and in the rural setting like Guthrie County is, just the outpouring and support of all the organizations, groups, partners that you've got coming to this event, that's got to make you feel good to some level.
Yes, it is overwhelming the amount of community support we get for that.
And finally here, Molly, obviously now with the pandemic kind of reducing its impact on our society and people maybe want to go out and do some more traveling and do more things outdoors, maybe go out on a date, the parents of families and whatnot. So with all that being said, I'm guessing they need to find babysitters for those kinds of things, is to kind of stay home with the kiddos. And I hear you've got Babysitting Basics, a very important program, could be even more so going into this next kind of seasons here for people to travel, become very important with Guthrie County Extension.
Yes, we do. We have May 22nd, we will be doing our next Babysitting Basics course in Panora, and so details will be coming out for that soon.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program here with Guthrie County ISU Extension Youth and 4-H Coordinator is Molly Clark joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.